Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries again today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we worship you. We praise you. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Lord, that you have sent Jesus to redeem us from the curse, to die on that cross, to forgive us, that his body was given for our sickness and disease so we don't have to be sick. Lord, thank you that you've sent the Holy Spirit to watch over this magnificent covenant, to watch over and guide and direct us all, that we might walk in obedience to your word if we'll just listen to the teaching of the Holy Spirit from your word. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for the angels. Thank you, Father, for everything you do. Now, as the word goes out today, use it for your glory. Use it to bring glory and honor to your name. And we worship you and praise you and thank you, Father, for this beautiful day that you have made just for us, your children. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're going to continue on today again about talking about angels. Today, I'm going to tell you that God's angels win at everything they do. And they do a lot. But I'm going to give you an example from the Word of God in Daniel chapter 10, starting with verse 13. It says, "But for 21 days the mighty evil spirit who overrules the kingdom of Persia blocked my way. Then Michael, one of the top officials of the heavenly army, came to help me so that I was able to break through the spirit rulers of Persia." Now look here. Right here in Daniel chapter 10, there is a perfect example of how Daniel had prayed and asked God for an answer, and the Lord had sent an angel to give him the answer to his prayer. But the answer was so powerful, Satan did not want the answer to come. So, since he did not want the answer to come, he sent this mighty ruler of Persia to block this angel from getting through to give Daniel the answer. But Daniel continued to pray and fast and stay in obedience, expecting God to answer, and the war was going on in the heavenlies all that time. In fact, it said here that this one particular angel that couldn't get through had to call back to get Michael, one of the heavenly beings of the top officials of the armies of heaven, had to come and help him so that he was able to break through these evil spirit rulers of Persia. Now then, if Daniel had not stayed in prayer, if he had not remained obedient, these evil beings might very well have overcome, and the answer to his prayer would never have come. Now, this is something I believe with all my heart is one of the areas we have missed it. We have not stayed in faith long enough to see the answer manifest in many cases, especially when it comes to healing. We, number one, so much of the time we speak the wrong words, so we provoke our angels to anger. And that brings on sickness and disease because our mighty, beautiful, wonderful, protective angels will leave when you begin to speak the wrong thing. And sometimes you can just provoke them. And when you do, as we've discussed over the last couple of weeks, several places where angels, when they were provoked, they brought sickness and disease, even death, to those that had spoken the wrong thing. So it's very important that you learn how to be like this scripture here in Daniel 10, whereas he remained faithful and continued to stay in prayer and fasting for 21 days. And as he did, the mighty evil spirit who overrules the kingdom of Persia was absolutely blocking his way. But because he remained in prayer and fasting, the Lord sent Michael, the archangel, there to earth to fight in the heavenlies so that the angel that had been sent with the answer to Daniel's prayer could get through. And he finally did. Now then, in Daniel chapter 12, it says, "And at that time Michael, the mighty angelic prince who stands guard over your nation, will stand up and fight for you in heaven against satanic forces. and there will be a time of anguish for the Jews greater than any previous suffering in Jewish history. And yet every one of your people whose names are written in the book will endure it. Now, evidently, that's going to be a pretty tremendous war. I hate to even think about something that bad. But at that time that he is talking about here, Michael, the mighty angelic prince who stands guard over your nation, will stand up and fight for you in heaven against satanic forces. So there's most of the church today does not even realize there is a satanic force in the heavenlies that's doing warfare against us. I just don't believe the church realizes this. We're so busy doing everything else, we don't pray. And when we don't pray, we open the door to Satan and his angels and his demons to come in to kill, steal, and to destroy. Because we have not asked God to send his angels and his Holy Spirit to protect us and watch over us every day. The Lord says we are to ask him to keep us safe from the evil one. And I also like to throw in there, Lord, keep me and all the men and women that are working around me and with me, keep us free from physical harm also. Because when you learn that God is a faith God and nothing happens except in answer to a prayer of faith, when you learn that, you will begin to pray. When you realize that God has given you on this earth as his children the privilege to become overcomers, but you're only going to overcome the enemy if you wrestle and fight with him in prayer and come against him with the word. When you do, it will be very easy for you to begin to see results in prayer. Now, I love to serve the king because I love to see the magnificent things that he does. Now, angels can strengthen in times of trials. Now, then, in Matthew chapter 4, verse 11, it says, then the devil leaveth Jesus, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now, then, angels can come and minister unto you, but you will need to ask the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus for these fellows. And Luke 22:43. It says, and there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthening him. Now, what did that angel do? He strengthened him. So angels can do mighty things for you if you're just willing to ask the Father in the name of Jesus to send them to you. Now, then, here is another statement that is so awesome in Acts chapter 10, starting with verse 3. This is a tremendous story about an angel. It says, and he saw in a vision, evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. Now, first of all, you got to notice that this angel called Cornelius by name. He knew him. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, what is it, Lord? Now, I can just see Cornelius seeing this magnificent being, and he has no idea why he is there and what has brought this big fellow here. But now the angel's going to tell him. And he said unto him, your prayers and your alms are come up for a memorial before God. Now, that's an awesome statement. Think about that. Cornelius' prayers, what had he been doing? He had been praying. Is he a lost man? Yes, he is. He does not know the Lord. Now, if Cornelius does not know the Lord, but he's praying, and then he's doing another wonderful thing, he's giving money to the church and to the poor and the needy. Now, God's keeping good records. Every time he prays, the record is there. What he prayed about is there. How long he prayed is there. It says, and your alms, in other words, your money, has come up for a memorial before God. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Here's a lost man that prays and that he gives money to the church and probably to the poor and the needy because he says, not only have your prayers, but your alms or your money are come up for a memorial before God. So God wants to do something nice for Cornelius and his family. And so let's see what he's going to do. So he said, now send men to Joppa and call for one Simon whose surname is Peter. Now see there, this angel will lead lost people to God's workers. Now that angel knows exactly where Peter's at. He knows that he is a worker and he knows exactly what to do. And so he came and told Simon what to do and even who to go look for. Now, this is a magnificent story about Peter whenever Cornelius sent his men on over to look for Simon or Peter. He found him, and whenever the angel departed, it says, and he called two of his household servants and a devout soldier of them that waited on him continually, and when he had declared all these things unto them, he sent them to Joppa. He's doing exactly what the angel said. Well, the angel went, the soldiers and the men that Cornelius sent, they sent him on the way. And now look what the Lord's doing on the other end. The Lord always knows what he's doing. And as Peter was up on the housetop to pray about the sixth hour, he became very hungry and would have eaten. But while they made ready, he fell into a trance and saw heaven opened and a certain vessel descending unto him and had great sheets knit at the four corners and let down to the earth, wherein were all manner of four-footed beasts of the earth and wild beasts and creeping things and fowls of the air. And there came a voice to him saying, rise, Peter, kill and eat. But Peter said, not so, Lord, for I have never eaten anything that is common or unclean. And the voice spake unto him again and said, what God hath cleansed, that call not, that's common. Isn't it amazing how we argue with God? I think about the many times the Lord has spoken to me. I've heard this voice, just like Peter did right here. And many times I would argue with God just like that. You know, that's dense. When God tells you to do something, just do it. Don't argue with him. I'm just about to the point where I'm getting where I can believe him. But if you will believe the Lord, he will do great and mighty things, and he will lead people to you, even by angels, so you can tell them the plan of salvation and get them saved. Praise the Lord. We'd like to invite you to call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. We'll be happy to send you audio and video tapes. Also, you can find us on the web at www.tlsm.org. Also, we'd like to invite you to our church, the Living Savior Church, every Sunday afternoon from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock. Now, we're located at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We have a wonderful service there. The Lord is doing mighty things, and we're having wonderful testimonies. So come and see what God is doing. And if you need a healing or anything from the Lord, come to visit us. And if you'll be obedient and do what he says, he will do it for you. Praise the Lord.